Pentecost, 50 days from what? Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. Many churches, like our church, remembered the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 this past Sunday. And if you count back from this past Sunday, 50 days, you get to another important day on the Christian calendar. But it's not really a New Testament celebration. Pentecost surprises us as one of those three chief celebrations that has a whole new spin and meaning when you get to the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Pentecost is mentioned numerous times, especially in the book of Moses, as one of those three chief festivals that the Jews had to fulfill, all in the growing season, beginning with Passover, and then 50 days after the Sabbath, the day after the Sabbath of Passover is Pentecost. And that, of course, focuses on the Holy Spirit, if you read Acts chapter 2. And then moving forward through the sacred calendar, you finally arrive at the third chief feast, the Day of Atonement, followed by the Feast of Tabernacles. So these three feasts really do reflect Jesus, the Spirit, and God the Father. We keep that in mind. And I remember growing up that I always thought that Pentecost was really only an Acts chapter 2 New Testament thing. But God was setting us up, keeping track, making the people wait for the real surprise of Acts chapter 2. When we think about the word Pentecost, we do think about the words that begin with the prefix pent, like pentathlon. Now, if you're like me, you have a hard time naming those five different events in the pentathlon, and that reminds me a lot of Pentecost. There's really so much going on in Pentecost. You have, of course, waiting, which I mentioned earlier. Counting the Omer was a big deal. You had to count for 50 days until you reached finally the day of Pentecost. The Omer, by the way, was a sheaf of wheat. And it represented, of course, arriving in the Promised Land, the second sort of big celebration. The third thing was sacrificing, because God eventually told them that, yes, when you're in the Promised Land, you're going to have to go back to that special place, which we know later would be Jerusalem, and present your first offering, the first offering that you acquired in the Promised Land. That's why we get the idea of first fruits. You got there, you planted, you harvested, and the very first thing you do is you return during the time of harvest to Jerusalem. And that implies trust and sacrifice. You had to sacrifice the first fruits and give it to God. And then you also had to trust that while you were in Jerusalem during the harvest season, somebody else wouldn't come and take your crops. In fact, God said, "Don't worry, I'll take care. No one will covet your land while you're in Jerusalem." But the last thing that I think about is really the first thing, Pentecost, 50 days from Easter. Easter is the day that you start counting. And really, Easter is embedded in the celebration of Pentecost. We look back at Jesus and his conquering sin and death on the day of the first fruits. And really, Easter is the day of first fruits, Yom HaBakarim. That's what it's called in Hebrew. And Jesus is, of course, is the celebration of the first fruits. In the Great Resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, it says, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep." St. Paul certainly understood that Jesus was the first fruits of the resurrection. And for Christians, the first fruits of the resurrection just keeps going on and on. In James chapter 1, it says, "In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we might be, as it were, the first fruits among his creatures." When you believe in Christ, you are a Pentecostal Christian. You are counting back to the resurrection. And if you don't believe in Christ, read Acts chapter 2 and count backwards 50 days, and you will arrive at the risen, living Lord. This is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day.